In the past few years, I've been taking more and more pictures of birds. At first, I was mainly getting photos I could use on the Journey North website while I was their science writer. Then I started taking more for my own website. During last May's cold spell, when I had orioles, tanagers, and Cape May warblers visiting my suet, grape jelly, orange, and sugar water feeders in hordes, I went completely camera crazy and ended up with some really nice pictures, some so pretty and at such close range that they were suitable for computer wallpaper or screensavers. One of my Cape May warbler photos is in the current Birders World magazine, along with an article I wrote titled Birds with a Sweet Beak. Then in November, when I had a rufous hummingbird at my feeder, I took literally hundreds of pictures of her for scientific documentation as well as to have lasting memories. I would set my camera on its burst function so it would take 3 rapid-fire shots trying to get at least one momentary snap while her tail was flared so we could establish for certain that she was a rufous rather than an Allen's hummingbird. During her visit, especially on the cold days when I had my office window open so she could warm up, I also managed to take some nice photos of other birds in the box elder near the open window. That's when I got the best pileated woodpecker photos I'd ever taken. The camera I was using all last year was a Sony DSC-F717. It's a big clunky thing but has a 5x optical zoom. I always keep the digital zoom turned off because you lose so much acuity with that on. The camera also has 5 megapixels. You don't need that kind of resolution for a computer screen, but it's the only way my photos have been crisp enough to be usable in some of my Minneapolis Star Tribune columns, and especially in a glossy magazine like Birders World. The nicest thing about a lot of megapixels is that when a bird is rather distant, you can still get a nice enlargement for a computer screen by cropping the original photo and then zooming in on the computer to view the actual pixels. At that point, the bird is often big enough to make a pretty photo. But even with a 5x zoom, a lot of birds are too far away to get really good photos, especially as I get more ambitious. So this year I bought a Nikon Coolpix 8700 with an 8x optical zoom and 8 megapixels. This camera's a bit smaller than the Sony and easier to handle and has a wider field of view when I'm not zooming, so I've gotten some beautiful scenery shots that the Sony simply couldn't have handled, and a few good bird photos like a bald eagle and hawk owls that I couldn't have gotten nearly as nicely with the Sony. But the Sony has 2 features I like better, that slick burst function that takes 3 rapid-fire photos for more reliable action shots, and that oversized Zeiss lens, which allows better shots in medium and low light. So now I'm keeping both cameras. But meanwhile, I've become increasingly interested in digiscoping. That's the term used for taking digital photographs through a spotting scope. My trusty old Kawa scope has fluorite lenses, giving crisp images, which makes it a good scope for this purpose. But both of my cameras have bigger lenses than the scope's eyepiece, meaning each photo is a small circle with the image inside a black frame, which I have to crop away. I've gotten a few good images, but none with the vibrant color and clarity that I've gotten directly through the cameras. This weekend, I got to try out a brand new Kawa Digiscope, a spotting scope with digital camera built right in. The Kawa company had given the model to binoculars.com, where I work, and I had a great time playing with it. Now I want to get a nice little digital camera, best for digiscoping our small models with only 2x or 3x zoom, and test out the results through a lot of different spotting scope models from work. I have a lot of photos, new and old, on my webpage and at my weblog, birderblog.com, and as I get more skilled, I'll keep posting more photos. I'm usually posting what equipment I used to take the photos, and if you have any questions, you can email me. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.